This is KCUR 89.3. Children's food allergies can be frightening for families, especially when news stories and social media highlight the worst possible scenarios. Proponents of an emerging allergy treatment say it can help by gradually exposing kids to the very food they're allergic to. But as KCUR's Alex Smith reports, critics are warning about the risks.
When Porter Hall of Raymore, Missouri was one, he was diagnosed with a severe peanut allergy after a bedtime snack landed him in the emergency room. But today, Porter, who's now 5, is giving peanuts another shot.
Okay, let's open real big. Let me see in your mouth.
At Children's Mercy Hospital in Overland Park, Kansas, nurse practitioner Jody Schroba gives Porter a quick once-over in preparation for administering a tiny dose of what's essentially peanut dust. Today, he'll be getting a small increase over the tiny amounts he's been taking regularly for the past few months. Schroba says these oral immunotherapy exposure sessions can be terrifying for both kids and their parents.
Yes, you see the anxiety. They got to kind of psych themselves up for it. They're like, I can do this.
This treatment is not a cure for allergies. Children's Mercy Dr. Jay Portnoy explains that gradually increasing exposures are meant to reduce severe reactions by exhausting the immune system's supply of chemicals like histamine that can lead to those reactions.
We're creating like little mini reactions that are so small that the patient doesn't notice it. Occasionally, they'll get itchy mouth. They might get a little bit of stomach ache. And then as we increase it, they become more and more tolerant of the peanut allergen.
After 6 months, Portnoy says patients may be able to tolerate a few peanuts at a time if they keep the exposures going. Right now, this treatment is only offered at a limited number of hospitals and clinics across the country, but it may be on the verge of taking off. The FDA is now reviewing AR-101, a kind of medical-grade peanut flour produced by drug maker Aimmune Therapeutics, which was tested at Children's Mercy and other hospitals. And a recent research review shows that oral immunotherapy appears to work, at least inside clinics where patients can pass food allergy challenges. But allergy researcher Dr. Derek Chu of McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, who is one of the study's authors, says that things can change after patients leave the clinic.
Outside the clinic setting, they actually have a much higher rate of reactions. That's 2 to 3 times more likely to react compared to avoiding it or receiving a placebo instead.
Chu says that outside of clinics, things like exercise, hot weather, and illness can affect allergic reactions, making it more likely for patients to have them. The vast majority of these reactions are mild, but children doing the therapy had about a 20% chance of anaphylaxis, compared to about 7% when doing placebo or just avoiding peanuts. That's according to the research review, which appeared in The Lancet. Chu says that with all of oral immunotherapy's costs, risks, and complications, the jury's still out on who might experience an improved quality of life from it.
What we do need to ask is this really ready for prime time? And I think there's some significant gaps in understanding the values and preferences of patients, and as well as knowing if are we fully there for en masse use.
Children's Mercy's Dr. Portnoy says they haven't seen reactions more serious than an upset stomach, but he acknowledges that families will need to weigh risks and benefits for themselves.
Okay, I think we're ready. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, high five. Nice.
After Porter's checkup, the nurse stirs some peanut flour into apple juice. Now that he's done a few months of oral immunotherapy, the 5-year-old seems to take it in stride. With plenty of epinephrine nearby, he casually sips it down and goes back to skimming through a book.
Good job, bud. Get that last little bit.
Need more?
No, he got it.
Good job!
It's still unclear how much the treatment will ultimately help Porter, but his mother Amy says that just seeing him getting this far has been reassuring.
It's made me be a little bit more at ease with him being able to eat at other people's houses or, you know, like when Halloween rolls around, you never know what kind of candy they're going to get. It makes me feel a little bit more at ease, but not 100%.
If the treatment goes as proponents hope, many other families may be weighing the risks and benefits as well. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.